Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A popular name that's come up, Xavier Leggett at number 32. Yeah. And this, I believe, was Field Yates' pick, not Mel Kiper's, in this scenario.
I wonder if this, because this name is coming up more, and I've been talked into him a little bit more, I think, than I was like 3 weeks ago. This feel, is this, you know, the buying the smoke and what's real, what's not. Last year, it was, what was it? Zay Flowers was the guy that it really just started to heat up inside a week or so before the draft. And we know Flowers went higher and the Chiefs ended up drafting Rashee Rice. And other than Puka, Rashee Rice was the best rookie receiver last year. So it all worked out. But I wonder if that's what's happening with Leggett, where it's like, okay, everybody now is starting to catch on to it, and we're going to find out actually that was not the guy that they ever really had any intention
They're
of drafting.
They're just telling everybody they want him.
Well, I wonder if it took him testing for them for teams to really buy in, because up until last year, he had only had 42 catches from 2019 to 2022 in college. Like, he burst onto the scene last year. It was a one-year deal where people were like, well, maybe it was just a good year, where then he tested and people visited with him, and it's like, okay, yeah, this guy actually looks like he's the part.
Because it's not so much the mock drafts that I'm banking on when we start to see a lot of noise. We're now at the point, though, when there's actual reports from Schefter and others. I buy that stuff now versus a month ago. To me, that was complete BS. Now there's still some smoke that gets thrown out, but it seems a little realer now. We're inside of a week. The stuff from a month and a half ago is all based off of what the scouts were saying and what gets leaked through that and intentionally. Now we're, to me, getting, if stuff leaks out, it's maybe coming from the GM and others in the front office. You still have to sift through what you think is BS or not, and that's the challenge here. But that's what's a little interesting about now we're inside of a week and a half.
Yeah, it adds a little bit of element to it. But, yeah, I mean, I think at 32, you're probably not going to find a three-year starter at a power program who had 1,500 yards every year.
Sure.
Like, that's just, that guy went. His name is Marvin Harrison Jr., and he went a number of picks ago.
All right, so that was round one.
Round two, they've got defensive tackle Braden Fisk out of FSU. He tested very, very, very well, had a great Senior Bowl. He could be really good. He is a little bit older, but he's very, you know what you're getting right away. He's very good.
Can I ask something about draft stuff? This might sound ignorant, so I guess forgive me, Drew.
Braden Fisk.
People who evaluate the draft talk all the time about, like, great Senior Bowl. Do teams actually care? Like, do teams actually care about how you perform in a one-week practice scenario when they have three full years of evidence of your play?
I think so, because you're going up against the top pro. Because the Senior Bowl, you're dealing with a lot of first-round, second-round sort of talent where you're going head-to-head against them and not necessarily the sophomore guard for Syracuse that Braden Fisk was going up against.
I gotta ask Brett Veach, like, off the record. I gotta know it.
I think the Senior Bowl is one of the most, is maybe, I think it's up there with even more important than the combine in terms of, like, you competing directly head to head against top picks.
Really? I think it might be one of the most overrated things draft people talk about all the time.
Is it the Senior Bowl?
It's
because I was there and I covered it, because Pensacola was close enough. But
it's 4 days. It's just like a chance to, like, get some steak with the boys. Is it really? Gold, is the Senior Bowl really going to be the reason why you choose a player?
I don't know if it's the draft.
I think it's part of it.
There's also a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of networking. It also potentially sets up other deals in the future, because agents are down there. And it's kind of, you know, that's also what the combine is in large part. I'll still go back to the comments. I don't know if it applies to Senior Bowl, but Andy Reid was asked this year at the combine, like, hey, you know, how important is it? And all that. He's like, hey, it's the drill stuff, I don't care. He's like, I just want to talk to the players. And so I wonder if that's a little bit of the Senior Bowl. Yes, there's the performance, but if you're one of the coaching staffs that, I think, was it the Raiders this year? One of the coaching staffs got to be, you know.
Yeah,
that feels a little
different.
You
I don't
get,
remember
you know,
the
what,
coaching
staff. You know, you get to be hands-on or whatever, you know, and maybe you learn something you didn't know because you got to actually coach said player and you got to see how he reacts to your coaching. If you're one of those teams, maybe so. I think if you're drafting, this isn't a positional thing. I think if you're in need of a quarterback and you got a top five pick, probably more beneficial. If you're the Chiefs at 32, I don't know how beneficial the Senior Bowl is.
That card really played well in the Senior Bowl. Now I'll draft him.
Yeah, for reference, the third round pick they have is offensive tackle Blake Fisher from Notre Dame. Also,
wide receiver, defensive tackle, offensive tackle.
They have Bowers going to the Broncos at 12.
It's the right mix of position. We can differ on if we think the order's right, but if you told me in the first three picks, Chiefs at some order go wide receiver, defensive tackle, offensive tackle, I think we would all probably be on board with positionally.
Yeah,
where they're at.
Bowers to the Broncos at 12. They have the Rams getting Michael Penix Jr. in the second round. Also, they have Bo Nix going to the Giants in the second round, taking Neighbors at number six.
Yeah, Neighbors seems more likely to go to the Giants as time gets closer, goes on and gets closer to the draft. Next Thursday night, we'll be at the Landing in Liberty, our big watch party presented by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. 610 crew's going to be all up there. We'll be hanging out, and Character Concerns will be doing their show throughout the first round, plus your chance to win $610 and some Chiefs merchandise. You just got to go to 610sports.com. Right there, you'll see a draft form to fill out. You think you know how the Chiefs and everybody's drafting? You get points if you get both correct, the team and the player, and whoever does the best has a chance to win $610.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.